Chapter 13.
Until she had actually disassembled one, Jaina had never appreciated the magnificent complexity of a cleaning droid. Scattered across the long lab table were soapy-smelling sprayers, misters, brushes, polishing heads, vacuum nozzles, disintegrators, infra-dryers, logic boards, and a dozen other pieces of semi-miniaturized equipment that seemed entirely pertinent to the droid's function. What had not proved pertinent, once she had identified its true nature, was the tiny parasite droid that she found spliced into its control systems. Disguised as a stain analyzer dissolver module, the parasite was a marvel of espionage engineering, so cleverly designed that Temple security could not be faulted for having missed it. Instead of requiring its own lens and microphone, the parasite had hijacked the cleaning droid's photo and audio receptors. It didn't even need its own data storage unit. Instead, it had overwritten the host's entire stain recognition bank, then partitioned off that part of the data chip for its own use. To transmit, the parasite simply waited until it was near an open door, then inserted a burst of compressed data, coded to sound like normal interference static, into the cleaning droid's communications stream. That much, Jaina had figured out. What she hadn't figured out was how Javis Tyr could have come by such a sophisticated device. The parasite droid was clearly state-of-the-art surveillance equipment, the kind that cost millions of credits, probably tens of millions, to produce. Journalists simply did not have access to those kinds of resources, especially third-rate hacks like Tyr. Jaina took a much-needed sip of caff. She allowed her gaze to run over the table at random, asking herself who would have the resources to acquire secret police-grade surveillance equipment, as well as the desire to put it into Tyr's hands. Dalla was an obvious possibility, but she and Tyr seemed an unlikely team, given that Tyr's reports had been nearly as hard on her as they had been on the Jedi. A soft chime sounded behind Jaina. She spun her stool around to see what the computer had turned up for her this time, and she had her answer. On the display was a visual comparison between two miniaturized logic chips. The one on the left had come from the parasite droid. The chip on the right had come from a supply of eavesdropping equipment captured near the end of the last Civil War, when the Jedi had boarded the Anakin Solo. According to the caption below the image, the equipment had been recovered from the temporary quarters of one of the Imperials who had been aboard at that time, a certain Moff Lesserson. Jaina suddenly felt like she had a bellyful of snakes. She found her comlink in hand without recalling that she had reached for it. She thumbed Jag's quick code, then waited in a growing fury during the 5 seconds it took him to answer.
"Nice to hear from you,"
he said, leaving no doubt that his aide had checked to make sure it was her before passing him the comlink.
"This will have to be fast. We're on our way to—"
"Cancel it," Jaina said. "We need to talk."
"Jaina, I can't. Chief Dalla is expecting me."
"I don't care if the Emperor himself has been resurrected to meet you. You need to hear this, and you need to hear it now." Jag fell silent for a moment, then said,
"What's wrong?"
"When you get here." Jaina did not even consider giving him a hint. If Lesserson could help Javis Tyr slip a bug into the Jedi Temple, then he could also plant one in Jag's limousine. "I'll have an apprentice meet you in the East Hangar." Jaina clicked off without awaiting a reply, then calmed the apprentice's dormitory to arrange for Jag's escort. She was trying to keep a clear head, despite the cold rage building inside her. At the end of the last Civil War, Lesserson and the other Moffs had been happy enough to accept a Jedi-appointed head of state, rather than face execution for the war crimes they had committed in deploying their nanovirus. But they had never quite gotten over the indignity of having those terms dictated by Luke Skywalker. And now they were absolutely chafing under their new head of state's steadfast refusal to tolerate the usual corruption in the Imperial remnant. So Jaina saw no reason to doubt that Lesserson was behind the eavesdropping. Her only questions were how much he had heard and how much damage it would cause Jag and the Jedi. Jaina turned back to the lab table and picked up the tiny circuit module that was the cause of her anger. It would be a tremendous help to know how much of their conversation the parasite droid had been able to pass along to Javis Tyr. Now that she knew something about its design and origin, that might even be possible, but not without help. While Jaina had always been capable with machines, slicing a piece of espionage equipment this sophisticated required someone more than just capable. If she messed up, the module would almost certainly self-destruct. What Jaina needed was Lobaka's help. She knew he would be happy to give it, but then he would hear the conversation about Dala and the Mandalorians. And how could Jaina ask him to keep a secret that she herself wasn't even certain she would be keeping? A soft whoosh sounded from the front of the lab as the door slid open. Jaina checked her chrono and saw that only 5 minutes had passed since she had calmed Jag. "Wow, that was fast," Jaina called, still studying the parasite droid. "He must have been right on top of the—" She let the sentence trail off as she sensed who was actually coming through the door. The Force Auras belonged not to Jag, but to her parents, and both were very sad and very angry. Jaina quickly set the parasite droid back on the table and turned, just in time to see her mother leading the way into the cluttered laboratory. Of course, her mother's gaze was drawn straight to the tangle of circuits and feed wires in front of Jaina. "What's that?" She ran her eyes over the cleaning droid parts. "This looks like your room when you were 12.
"Was it really this tidy?"
When the joke failed to lighten the dark mood, Jaina explained,
"I think I found out how Javis Tyr has been getting his images from inside the temple."
Jaina knew better than to lie about the droid. Attempting to lie to a Jedi mother would be more than futile. It would set off alarm bells. Instead, her only hope of keeping her secret about the Mandalorians was to appear relaxed and just avoid the subject.